The grant for the Catskill Mountain Rail Trail project would initially focus on developing the trail within the city of Kingston and connecting along 8 miles to the Ashokan Reservoir. Subsequent phases could extend the trail for a total of 38 miles from Kingston to the Delaware County border. Democratic State Assemblyman Kevin Cahill of Kingston says he views the project as rail and trail. He says after an effort by some legislators to remove the funding altogether,
my house and I were successful in having it restored on the condition that there be a public hearing. And the reason that we want a public hearing is because the amazing work of the volunteers over a couple of generations to build a railroad can't be overstated. They revived that railroad using donating materials and volunteer labor. And this grant of $2 million on top of a previous grant of $1 million that I secured can go a long way of making a dream of a rail with trail corridor a reality.
The grant goes to Ulster County, so it is county officials who will hear from the public. Here's New York State Senator Cecilia Kacik, a Democrat whose district includes portions of Ulster County, including Kingston.
There's more to do. This isn't going to do everything that could possibly be done with regard to the rail trail in Ulster County, but it's a start. And I'm excited to help see what we can do with this that's most effective to help bring tourism to Ulster County and then move forward and build on that.
The railroad to which Cahill refers is the Catskill Mountain Railroad, a for-profit, all-volunteer operation that currently runs a 5-mile round-trip ride between Mount Tremper and Boyceville. Here's spokesman for the railroad, Harry Jameson.
The Catskill Mountain Railroad does operate in Kingston and Phoenicia and does, in fact, have a much bigger plan, which is to make the connection between Kingston and Phoenicia.
Kathy Nolan is the regional director for the High Peaks with Catskill Mountain Keeper, and she does not see rail and trail coexisting where Jameson does.
Decisions need to be made, especially around the Ashokan Reservoir and in some of those Kingston segments, about whether it will be rail or trail, because it's technically very difficult and extremely expensive to try to do both. In the area near Phoenicia, there are very wide segments of the corridor, and it might be possible to do rail and trail alongside each other.
Ulster County Executive Michael Hine says the railroad has not shown the feasibility of having rail with trail, while Jameson says the railroad has put together a 2013 rail with trail report showing there is. Here's Hine.
That's why I fully respect the idea of having the railroad continue to operate in the Mount Tremper and Phoenicia area and potentially west of there as well. I fully support the museum that exists in the Mount Tremper area, but it's also important to understand that we have an opportunity now, and that is that opportunity to create the largest interconnected rail trail system in the state of New York while simultaneously creating a world-class tourism destination, or we can do nothing. And to me, that's not even a conversation piece.
Assemblyman Cahill says he hopes both sides are heard.
The original plan by the county government was to pull the rails up, and I think that would be short-sighted. I think it would deprive us of an option for the future that could be very beneficial to this community and to this area.
And here's County Executive Hine.
If we're talking about putting a rail trail from the Ashokan Reservoir to the walkway over the Hudson, a portion of that will require the removal of rail line, no question about it. By the way, it's not functioning rail line.
Mountain Keeper's Kathy Nolan, who is a former chair of the Ulster County Trails Advisory Committee, says a hiking or biking trail could have large economic benefits and be inclusive of all who want to use the trail without charging a fee. Yet Catskill Mountain Railroad's Jameson disagrees, saying the railroad offers an option for those who cannot walk the trail.
By only doing the trail, you're excluding a good portion of the demographic of the population. We have people that are handicapped. We have people that are seniors. We have people with young children that are not necessarily going to be able to partake of the benefit of just a trail.
The railroad's lease is up in 2 years, and so far there's been no successful extension or renegotiation of the lease. As for the rail trail, the vision of trail advocates, including the Ulster County Executive, differs from others like those with the Catskill Mountain Railroad. The open comment period, says Cahill, will allow all voices to be heard. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.